I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1948. That was the day that a thick yellow fog rolled over the town of Denora, Pennsylvania, just south of Pittsburgh. Denora was a mill town nestled in a valley on the banks of the Monongahela River. By 1948, the town had grown to 14,000 people who came to work in the town's steel mills and the Denora Zinc Works. For years, the local residents had complained about the pollution that spilled from the plants. Smog was a regular occurrence, but this fog was even worse than usual. A layer of cold air was trapping a noxious blend of nitrogen dioxide, sulfuric acid, and fluoride pollution. 24 hours passed, and still the fog grew denser. The police and local doctors began to receive reports of people having difficulty breathing. The fog had become so thick that residents could not see to drive. For 5 days, the smog hung over the town until a rain began to break it up. Nearly half of the town's residents became ill. 20 died. U.S. Steel refused to take blame for the fog, even though they continued to run the plant as the deadly toxins continued to build. According to a 2010 article by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, despite the efforts of industry to cast the tragedy as an act of God, the fatalities in Denora received national attention. The event changed the way air pollution was viewed, moving it rapidly from an aesthetic issue to a public health concern, and spurred local, state, and federal officials to control toxic air pollution. In 2008, a smog museum opened with the motto, "Clean Air Starts Here."
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.